I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Wes Hackney, certified financial planner, Dr. Gene Hensler, and Ted Parrish. Wes, you had a question.
Yeah, I had an email question from Dan in Smyrna, and he says, I'm 60 years old, and I work part-time making $7,000 a year. However, I'm actively looking for full-time employment. My mother recently passed away and left him her house and $30,000 in cash. He estimates the house to be worth about $280,000. No mortgage on it. He's currently renting the upstairs to a family friend, and it's probably counted as short-term income from his standpoint. And his main question is, he plans on taking Social Security at 62. Do we think that's a good idea? And how should he invest the cash that his mother left him?
How old is he now?
60.
Well, I guess the answer to the Social Security question is it depends.
Right.
If he's got a full-time job making more than, I forget what the number is this year.
I think it's a little over 14,000.
14?
Yeah.
Okay. Then no, you would not take Social Security. You don't take
he
it.
Can he draw it, and then if he gets a full-time job, put it on hold?
Yes, but he's only 60, so
right.
One would
yeah.
think he'd be employed.
Well, he's only
then.
Part-time employed right now.
Right.
Like,
he's supplementing with rental income, but he can. If he doesn't find a job by 62, then obviously it probably makes sense for him to start taking it. But if he does find full-time employment after that, then they do allow for you to basically pay back what you've taken and basically wipe the slate clean and defer until a later date and your income comes up.
How old do you have to be in order – that doesn't matter how much you make.
Well, it depends on
his full retirement
age. It's probably 66.
Yeah, probably full retirement age. So, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
66. Do you recommend, Wes, that people take their thing at 62 if they can get by without doing it?
You know, It depends. We run cash flow projections to help us with that. But for the most part, in most people's case, it does make sense. But again, it's a little bit more complex than that. In the situations, if you have spouses that are going to be drawing half of your benefit, and if you pass away, depending on how your assets are structured, they may need the additional income, and it may benefit you to wait. So it depends. And fortunately, we have robust cash flow projections that we run for clients that help us with that decision.
Yeah. I mean, generally the
there is no right. So the answer, there is no right answer.
Right.
Well, each one's different.
Right. It is no question. It is a little more sophisticated. But in general terms, the payback period is about 7 years. In other words, if you waited from what you would get at 62 to full retirement, given a certain set of returns, we use 7%. You would basically be about a 7-year payback in terms of drawing early versus waiting. So you've got to live to 70, what is that, 73?
Well, I'm not, for example, I got what, full retirement, 66 and a half, I think.
You don't really want us to go here.
No. What I'm saying is, I grabbed that.
Teacher's retirement system with guaranteed inflation. Horse.
Come on. I know I'm feeding at the public trough. But for example, I retired at 66, quote, drew Social Security at 66 and a half. I could have waited until I was 70, correct?
Yes.
I would have gotten more. But it generally doesn't pay. That I assume it doesn't pay, because if it did pay, I got some bad financial advice.
Here again, first of all,
I'll let him answer that.
Well, number one, here again, it is a situation of the difference between what you would make drawing at 66 versus what you would make drawing at 70 has a life expectancy. In other words, again, I think it was about 7 years. So what we're saying is that if you wait to age 70, you have to live 7 more years from there before you're at break even by drawing early. Okay. So that, look, I hope you live to be 100, but at the attitude I'm getting right now, you might not make it off this show. So I'm just saying. Police out there, that was a joke.
I got your back, Jim.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
he's got your back. Well, I got the knife. You know
what I'm saying? The other side of this is that a lot of people still be saying, it might not be there. I want to grab it while I can.
That's the other side of this is, look. If you pass today, there's nothing, there's no benefit survivorship rights. So generally, I believe in a bird in a hand beats two in a bush. So I want my money now, because if I die tomorrow, at least whatever I got paid between now and then is in my bank account that will go to my heirs. So the minute you die, you know, really, if you think about it, if you pass a little early there, boss man, first of all, in 2010, there's no estate issues. We don't really have to worry about your estate plan, right? Teddy, think about it now. First, there's no estate tax. Second of all, You'd be helping out the country's deficit.
First blood.
I'm not eating at home anymore. I mean, all my meals out, and I'm telling everybody I'm 65.
Where are you going? Tell us where you're going.
Yeah.
We know people.
Wes, you had a comment.
Well, I was going to say the only caveat to that taken earlier is obviously the earned income situation, and that was, you know, obviously if you're earning income, then that's going to reduce the benefit. So again,
like 85%.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that if you're making any money above 14 grand, right, you cannot take it early.
There right. So, well, the second part of his question, real quick, was how does he invest the $30,000 in cash? And in this scenario, with again, it depends. Waiting on the income, I would say you probably want to keep that in a money market, short-term CDs, until you better understand what's going on with your rental income, until you look at your employment situation.
Yeah, he might want to sell the house. That's an opportunity for him to do something, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's a smart thing to do. Well, it's been a slice of heaven, Gene, Ted, Wes. It's been a pleasure. All right, we'll see you next week. Take care.